Hello, everyone. This is Shay, and this is the show Shine on CITR. I hope everyone had a really great Thanksgiving weekend, long weekend. I definitely did. It was a great time. So thanks for tuning in, as always. I'm going to play some bands off of the record label Sub Pop, because it's one of my favorites, and I think that could be spoken for a lot of people, especially around the West Coast. So just going to kick this right off. This is going to be the artist called Jay Maskus. He is the lead singer of Dinosaur Jr. And this is the song Wide Awake, and you're listening to CITR.
Come on over, baby. Time to figure out. Dreaming of the reason. What'll bring you around? I'm wide awake. Wide awake. I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
So we started the show off with a really, really beautiful artist named Jay Maskus. Pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. That song is called Wide Awake. Really beautiful. Definitely check them out. Check him out. He's from Massachusetts, which is pretty cool. And then after that, just there, we played King Tuff with the song Alone and Stoned off of his album, which was released in 2012, self-titled. Love that song. Super cool. So if you are around UBC today, or if you're a student in general, you may know that there's this protest happening currently. It started at 12:30 today down by the fountain. And it's essentially just like a protest, I guess, for fairness in international tuition fees and housing, like residence. I, you know, didn't want to really get too involved with it just because I'm not really like up on my facts. But, you know, it's if you're around campus, it probably is a really cool thing to go check out. It'll be very, really interesting. It says on the Facebook group that there's like 3,000 people going. So it's pretty huge. I actually probably will go down there after this and just see if it's still happening. It's going to be pretty interesting, I'm sure. Big day for UBC. So, yeah, politics and stuff. Cool. So, yeah, so I'm playing a bunch of bands from Sub Pop Records because it's my favorite, or at least one of my favorites. And as you're going to see throughout the show, there's a lot of various genres that Sub Pop has on their label. It's pretty interesting. Started pretty like mellow and like grungy in Seattle, and now it's kind of expanded to like so many different kinds of genres. Like, as you could see, the first artist there, like, not really what you would think to be on Sub Pop, but they've expanded a lot, so it's pretty cool. So coming up next, we're going to listen to one of my favorite girl bands. They are called Dum Dum Girls, and they're a really great band. I got to see them live earlier this year, and it was super cool. I definitely recommend seeing them if you have the chance. Just a cool stage presence. All right, so enough talking. This is Dum Dum Girls, and this is a live performance at KEXP that they did earlier this year. And this is the song, Are You Okay? We'll be right back.
is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Cool. So, apologies for that quality. I just played it off of YouTube and didn't realize that it was not just the audio. Sorry. But yeah, that was a grungy band called, they're called No Age. And that was the song Fever Dreaming. Just classic grungy sub-pop band. Before that we had Dum Dum Girls with the live version of Are You Okay, which they played on KEXP in Seattle. I really like a lot of the KEXP performances. You can check them out on YouTube. It's just, I don't know. They're just really good interviews and good performances. So, cool way of checking out sub pop and also just bands in general. Cool. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to listen to a band called Still Corners, and they are from London, UK. And this is the song Berlin Lovers. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hey. So, that was a really good band. That was the Afghan Whigs, and that was off of their new album released this year called Due to the Beast. It's super cool, just good rock and roll. If that's what you're looking for, check it out. That was the song Parked Outside. And before that, we were listening to the London, UK band Still Corners off of their album Strange Pleasures, and that was the song Berlin Lovers. It's a lot of S endings. Yeah, so again, I'm playing Sub Pop bands because they're really awesome. Sub Pop, if you didn't know, is located in Seattle, Washington. And yeah, they started up in 1988. Of course, their most recognized band was Nirvana. So they used to be all about the grunge bands, and they still are, definitely. But as I've said, they have definitely expanded to various genres, which is awesome. And yeah, super cool record label. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a band from Guelph, Ontario. I'm going to do a little representing because I'm from Ontario myself. Pretty close to Guelph, actually. So yeah, these are the Constantines, and this is off of their album, which I'm pretty sure was released in 2009. So it's a bit of an older one, but it's still really awesome. The album's called Shine a Light, and this is the song Shine a Light. And you're listening to CITR.
I hope a little red comes to you. micro sounds of moss and algae, compositions rooted in the natural world, bone whistles, light drums, and antler harps. All make appearances at Sonic Topographies, Vancouver New Music's 2014 festival, exploring intersections of sound, music, and sustainability. Sonic Topographies runs from October 16th to 19th. Visit www.newmusic.org for schedule details.
So that was the Constantines with the song Shine a Light off of the album, also called Shine a Light. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a very, very classic grunge band from Seattle, which is quite fitting for this sub-pop theme. So fun fact, this is Mudhoney, by the way, of course. Fun fact about Mudhoney, Kurt Cobain, he listed Mudhoney's album Super Fuzz Big Muff as one of the most influential albums to Nirvana's sound, and he wrote that in 1993, so it's pretty good stuff. Clearly Kurt was a fan of Mudhoney. They were a huge part of the upcoming of the grunge scene in Seattle back in the early 90s, so super fitting for Sub Pop. So we're going to check it out. This, however, is not one of their classic grungy night. Well, it is grungy, but it's not one of their early 90s songs. It's their most recent single, actually. This was released in 2013, last year. And this is the song I Like It Small. Once again, this is Mudhoney, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Gladys. By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Just a side note, Dan Shakespeare is the man. All right, so we were just listening to a few bands there. We had Mudhoney, the classic grunge band from Seattle, with the song I Like It Small, and then we are listening to Deaf Wish. That was the song St. Vincent's, and that was just a single that they released on Sub Pop. Cool. So, something that I should talk about, as I am part of CITR, is we are starting our annual Battle of the Bands. It's starting up next week on Tuesday, so it's the 21st. And essentially it is a battle of the bands, that lasts, I'm pretty sure, until December, but it might actually carry over to second semester. But yeah, so it's three bands every Tuesday. It's going to be at the Hindenburg downtown. And so three bands play, only one move on from the three. So it's awesome. It's like, so it's just an abundance of new music. So if that's the kind of thing that you're looking for, just like you want to expand your musical horizon here in Vancouver, this is a great opportunity for you to check out local music. It's going to be awesome. Since next week is the first shindig, it's going to be a really big one. So I definitely recommend going. There's an event on Facebook, like an event page for it. Yeah, it's just going to be super, super awesome. Once again, it's at the Hindenburg. I'm pretty sure cover's like $6 or something, like super cheap. Great people, cheap beer, and great music. So definitely come check it out. And that's, once again, that's going to be happening every Tuesday from next week until, I'm not sure, for a while. So yeah, it's definitely a fun thing to do on Tuesdays. Also, there's jokes for beer. So if you do end up going and you're a funny person, just go on stage and tell some jokes and you will get free beer. So like, it's the best thing ever, pretty much. Cool. So that's Shindig. Woo! Coming up next, we are going to listen to a band called Sleater-Kinney. And they are a band from Olympia, Washington. And the song is What's Mine Is Yours. You're listening to CITR.
Thank you.
So that was a wicked song from the band Sleater-Kinney out of Olympia, Washington. Super awesome female vocalist. I love that stuff. Cool. All right. And yeah, before that we played Death Wish, which I already told you about. So cool. All right. So this is nearing the end of the Sub Pop show. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that this has been a little bit informative about what's going on with Sub Pop these days. It's just such a good label. I love it. All right. So if you are in Vancouver this week and you're looking for something to do, I don't know if this is going to actually apply to a lot of people because it's the middle of midterms, but you know, whatever. tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom, you can see Banks, Movement, and Lil Silva, which is pretty cool. Another awesome show this week is going to be at Electric Owl on Friday night. You can see Speedy Ortiz and X-Hex, which is going to be super awesome. And, you know, there's just a ton of other shows always going on in Vancouver. So check them out and support live music. And good luck with your midterms. I'm just going to play one more song here by the band Goat. And this is off of the album World Music. The song is Disco Fever. But before I go, good luck with your midterms. And, you know, just keep on keeping on. You'll be fine. We'll all get through it. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. And thank you for tuning in to Shine On. Once again, my name is Shay. And again, I'm leaving you with the band Goat with the song Disco Fever. Have a great one. Rock out.
Oh, When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well...